The Martinsburg City Council is considering an ordinance that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity in both housing and employment. The state of West Virginia does not provide these protections to the LGBT community, although lawmakers have introduced bills for several years that would do so. Because of the lack of support at the state level, members of Fairness West Virginia, an LGBT rights group, have spent the past year or so calling on cities to pass these protections. At the Martinsburg meeting Wednesday night, members of the community were heavily divided.
So we'll be moving forward to petitions from citizens for the non-discriminatory ordinance.
The Martinsburg City Council chamber was packed last night. Martinsburg and other Eastern Panhandle citizens came out to either listen or speak regarding the chamber's proposed non-discrimination draft ordinance. If approved, the ordinance would prohibit any business or landlord in the city from discriminating against someone because they are gay, bisexual, or transgender. Petitions lasted for 2 hours. The speakers were almost evenly divided, with 21 in support and 24 against.
The law already protects them. This ordinance is come to try and give them a privileged elite status that goes above and beyond the protections that the individuals in this community have. I hope that you can see that with the federal government already making its ruling, that they already have equal protection from any business owner discriminating against them, that this ordinance is redundant, unnecessary, and abusive to those who would be trapped in legal problems.
If you have any question of whether or not we are still discriminated against, all you have to do is listen to some of the comments in this room.
Amen.
While I was sitting there, just the comments under people's breath, when a gentleman said earlier that he had a friend who wanted to move out of Martinsburg, all I heard was good. That's discrimination. That's why I'm here. That's why we're here.
The scriptures, both Old and New Testament, have not changed. And they tell us that the behaviors that we're talking about are an abomination to God.
Amen.
And that won't change. And to be foisted upon us the thought that we hate and that we are unfair because we have a belief in the true and the living God is totally uncalled for. There's no hatred in my heart. There's no hatred in the heart of most of the people are here.
And unless you're a member of the gay community, I don't see how you can possibly judge what discrimination they face. You have no business walking in here and telling these people what they face. You don't know.
As a member of a minority group myself, I'm opposed to being put into categories. Everyone's individual rights should be protected. It should not be selective. We, members of the minority, do not need to be separated and given special treatment. We are capable of finding employment, housing, and taking care of ourselves without special support from the government. I find it insulting what this ordinance is implying.
Hearing a lot of stuff about religion and bringing that into it, I'm a believer, but that should have nothing to do with this. This is about equality. This is about not being able to say, hey, you're fired because you feel you love someone, or you can't live in a house because of that.
I truly believe that this ordinance can be written to take into account our churches and our religious leaders and take into account their rights so that they are not discriminated against when we pass and when we draft this ordinance.
Republican delegates John Overington and Michael Folk also spoke against the ordinance. After deliberation, council members voted in favor of drafting the non-discrimination ordinance, but say they will take both sides' concerns into account. The draft ordinance will be made public in 30 to 60 days. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.